Good evening. This is Akash Bani. The news read by Shobhashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 48,000 crore rupees in Rohtas district of Bihar today. Addressing the gathering, the PM said the double engine government is continuously striving for the all-round development of Bihar. He added that in this direction, development projects worth thousands of crores rupees were inaugurated today. PM Modi criticized the erstwhile Congress and RJD-led governments in Bihar. He alleged that under the guise of social justice, the RJD exploited the poor and backward communities. Speaking on Operation Sindhu, the Prime Minister affirmed that India's fight against terrorism has been unwavering and it will never stop. He said the enemy of the country in any form, be it terrorism or Naxalism, will be dealt with swiftly and decisively. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah today visited Poonch town in Jammu and Kashmir to take a first-hand assessment of damages caused to the properties and religious places in the border town by Pak shelling during Operation Sindoor. The Home Minister, accompanied by the Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, senior officials and top security personnel, met the families affected by Pak shelling and listened to their grievances and offered condolences. The Home Minister distributed financial assistance to the affected families and also distributed appointment letters among the next of kin of those killed in the shelling.
जब पाकिस्तान ने निहत्थे नागरिकों पर हमला किया तब भारतीय सेना ने इसका भी सटीक जवाब दिया और उनके 9 हवाई अड्डों को उनकी मारक क्षमता को क्षतिग्रस्त करकर एक मजबूत जवाब दिया भारत के नागरिकों पर किसी भी प्रकार का अतिक्रमण भारत सहन नहीं करेगा.
The Defense Ministry has approved Mini Ratna Category 1 status for Munitions India Limited, MIL, Armored Vehicles Nigam Limited, AVNL, and India Optel Limited, IOVL. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated all three defense public sector undertakings on their transformation from government organizations into profit-making corporate entities within a short span of 3 years. He also expressed satisfaction with the initiatives taken by the management of MIL, AVNL and IOL to increase company turnover, maximize indigenization and meet other performance parameters required for the grant of Mini Ratna status. As a demonstration of India's steadfast dedication to eradicating terrorism, the 7 multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visits abroad. All-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha, which is currently on a visit to Indonesia, held several meetings, including with scholars and researchers from Indonesia-based think tanks and academia in Jakarta. In a landmark moment in the country's military history, the first ever batch of 17 women cadets, along with over 300 male cadets, were commissioned as officers into the Indian Armed Forces today. They were part of passing out parade of the National Defence Academy's 148th course this morning at the iconic Khetrapal ground in Pune. Speaking to media, Ishita Sangwan, one of the cadets, said it felt amazing to be an ex-NDA, as there was no one from defense background in her family. The second day of the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, BKSA, was successfully organized today at Kitfell with Tawang MLA Namge Sering gracing the occasion as chief guest. The campaign aims to empower farmers through sustainable agricultural practices and government schemes outreach. Speaking on the occasion, the MLA stressed on awareness on region-specific sustainable farming practices, balanced fertilizer usage through soil health curves and dissemination of key government schemes. Research persons and officers from various allied departments joined to educate and inform farmers, ensuring that this campaign reaches its goal of empowering farmers. The Supreme Court today directed that the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test for Postgraduate NEET PG 2025, which is scheduled for June 15, be conducted in a single shift rather than two shifts. A bench headed by Justice Bikram Nath instructed the authorities to arrange for the exam to be held in one shift and to ensure that full transparency is maintained throughout the process. The Meteorological Center of Itanagar has forecast red alert over five districts, Lower Subansiri, West Kameng, West Siang, Lohit and Chonglang. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.